You know who is online? I wonder if he's going to drop in. That would be amazing. For the uninitiated, you know who. Sometimes we call him YKW equals you know who. Oops. You know who. I wear his collar. I wear two of his collars. You don't know who he is. Well, a few people know who he is, but you don't. Anyway, all right. Setting the scene. Our protagonist is the listener's girlfriend. That's right. I'm your girlfriend. After waking up her boyfriend, my boyfriend, with a few kisses, mwah, 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 I engage in our usual routine of morning sex, only this time with a twist. Having recalled a previous conversation about how boyfriend wanted to be submissive in the bedroom, he finds out just how exciting the idea made me when he notices his hands cuffed to the headboard where I've secured him to make sure he can't back out of this fantasy. Thank you, EG. Imp might be able to speak to the, what is the word? The dubiousness or the consensualness of the rape tag. Okay, despite your initial reluctance, the ease of submission quickly settles in, and what follows is a debauched strap-on romp featuring multiple fake cum loads. Fake cum loads? Wait, what? What is that? And a new favorite play activity for both involved, just like we thought it would. What is a fake cum load? I'm seriously don't... I've learned so many things from you, Imp. I didn't know about blow bangs. Wait, blow gang? Blow bang. I still don't know which one it is. Gang bang. Oh, it's blow bang. Okay. Blow bang is like the word of 2021 for me. I want a blow bang. Right here in this glory hole that we're going to fund, right? Okay. So, okay. Oh, it starts with me being bouncy and excited. Well, there's a stretch, right? Yeah. It's difficult for me to be bouncy and excited. I'm just like, whatever. I'm just going to have to phone this in. Sorry. Okay. Good morning, baby. Oh, God. I love waking up to kisses from you. It's the best part of my morning. I see it's the best part of your morning, too. You're already so hard for me. Did you sleep well? Did you have pleasant dreams? Maybe something naughty involving me or anything we may have talked about recently? I know I did. Well, I promise, baby. As much as I love our morning kisses and our usual routine of you fucking me until you have to go to work in a rush with your hair all a mess, there's going to be a new favorite part of our morning today for both of us. It might even feel like your dream never ended. I can tell you're excited. I just felt you twitch in my hand. Naughty boy. As much as I love your cock, that's not what I want today. Oops. I guess that little slap might have spoiled my surprise. Baby, you need to calm down. Hush, shh. It's okay. I can explain everything, all right? You just need to stop struggling, okay? You're going to break my cuffs. Do I need to give you another smack in order to get you to behave? Stay still. Oh, did that hurt? I'm sorry, baby, but if you weren't misbehaving, I wouldn't have to do that to you. Are you going to be a good boy for me now? Good boy. Oh, stop. You're ridiculous. You've slapped me a lot harder in bed before. I'm just giving you a little taste of what's to come. You know how I love to tease you, babe. Come on. I'll soothe it better. Let me just gently run the tips of my fingers back up and down against that aching cock of yours. Is that better? Yeah? Good boy. So, do you remember a little while back, we both got super drunk and really high, and then we started talking about what fantasies we most want fulfilled? Yes, that's the one. And you told me that you always wanted a woman to dominate you. Not only did you want to be a submissive, slutty little boy for a woman, you wanted her to peg you. In your exact words, you wanted her to use you like a fuck doll, filling and stretching your holes with a big fucking strap on. Do you remember, baby? Well, ever since you told me that, I haven't been able to get it out of my mind. We originally said that we'd maybe give it a try on our anniversary, but I can't wait that long. Ever since you said that you wanted a woman to fuck you like a whore and make you her bitch, all I've wanted was to be that woman for you. Every day, while you've been away at work, I've been in this bed, exactly where you are. And I have fucked my pussy raw, imagining just how it'll feel when the hilt of a strap-on, my strap-on, is grinding against my clit while I fuck myself down your throat, watching you gag and cry as you struggle to swallow a fake cock for the first time. Every night that I can't sleep, I've been in my front room, bent over the armrest of the couch, plunging dildos in and out of my ass as hard as I could, fantasizing about when I can just push my toy into your virgin hole and take you just as hard as I was fucking myself, making you scream and squeal, but also feels so good. You've made it so fucking difficult to do anything except just imagine using and abusing your sexy body in the way you desperately want and need it to be. I haven't been able to think of anything else. And I really tried, but I couldn't wait any longer. That's why you're handcuffed to the bed right now. That's why I've called you into work. You've been working out a little too hard lately, and, you might have pulled something, so you have to go to the doctor's and not your office. And when you do come back, you might still be a teensy bit sore. No, he didn't sound too happy. But once I'm done with you, if you need to suck his dick to keep your job, you'll at least be a little more practiced. I'm kidding, baby, I'm kidding. Besides, you can protest all you want, but we both know I felt your cock twitch the moment I said that. In fact, you've been throbbing against my fingers this entire time. If I didn't know any better, I'd say that you couldn't wait for this either. I knew you couldn't, baby. That's why I felt confident enough to do this. I knew that when it comes down to it, you are just as much of an eagerly submissive fuck slave as I am sometimes. It's why we are the perfect match. It's why I couldn't wait a moment longer to make you my bitch. Still, I want to give you the choice. If you really don't want to go through with this, you can tell me right now, and I will use this little key right here, dangling between my tits, to unlock those cuffs. We can have breakfast. I'll make this whole misunderstanding all up to you, and we never have to do it again. We never even have to talk about it again, okay? Or I could drop the rest of this blanket. I could show you exactly what I'm hiding behind it. I'm sure you already know, considering the conversation so far. But come on, baby. Don't you want to be a good boy for me? Don't you want to see the size of the strap-on I'm wearing right now? How my cute little body looks with a frighteningly giant fake cock swinging between my legs? I really think you should just see how long and thick it is. Don't you want to know exactly what kind of beast I've chosen to completely ravage both of your holes with? You do? Well, I'm going to give you one last chance to back out. Once I show it to you, there's no going back. I'm going to have to use it. But I'm going to need you to ask for it. To beg for it. That's right. I'm going to need you to say that you want to see my cock. It's been agony waiting to finally hear you say those words, but it's worth it. So worth it now that I finally have. Come on, baby, say it again for me. Just once more, louder this time. Pretty please? I want you to really tell me what you want. It's better than I even could have imagined. I knew you were a slut. Just like me. Okay, so I really need to keep my end of the bargain. Are you ready? Are you ready, baby? Are you ready to look at it? Ta-da! What do you think? When I first picked it up, I thought it might be just a little too much. You know, this big, heavy thing hanging from my little body. I thought maybe I would look ridiculous instead of sexy. But it turns out, I guess I had nothing to worry about at all. Because I make this look good, don't you think? Yeah, it's the biggest and the best that they had in the store. No expense spared for you, my love. I wanted to treat you like a good boy, like the good boy you are, even if I was always planning on fucking you like a bad one. It has a couple of added features, too. Some of them I won't spoil yet. I want them to be a surprise. They might be a surprise to me, too. But I'm happy to say, right up front, that I'm going to be able to feel exactly what I do to you. Well, I didn't want to miss out on all of the fun. You see this little part right here, where it slips through the harness? That's right, just behind those heavy, fake balls. Behind those? Oh. Well, it carries on for a little bit. And that part right there, it slips inside of me. That way, I can feel every little thing you do to my cock and what my cock does to you. It even has a switch to turn a vibe on if I want one. But I don't think I'm really going to need that. Now, I'd say I've done more than enough talking, and so have you, especially when there's much better things you could be doing with your mouth. I didn't go through all of this effort picking out the nicest strap I could find for my lovely little boy to not get a blowjob. Come on, baby. The least you could do for me before I fuck your ass is suck my dick first. I mean, how often have I given you warning head? That's a good boy. I knew you'd see it my way. Here, since you're all tied up, I'm going to help you out a little bit. I'm going to just get right on your chest. Oh. Don't mind if I slap it on your face a little bit. Get myself nice and comfy. You know, you really look amazing from up here. The tip of my strap just slapping you in the face. It's like everything I ever fantasized about. Come on, let me just cock slap you a little bit. Aw, what? You don't like that, baby? Oh, you know, when I said I wanted to make you my little bitch, this isn't what I was expecting. You bitching. Hush, 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 baby. Hush, I'm teasing. Am I being too mean? I'm sorry. I'll tell you what. I'll stop. If you open those pretty little lips for me and you give my strap a big kiss, I'll even help. Look, I'll hold it steady for you and I'll just slide my hand right into your hair. See? I can be nice. Mommy will take good care of you as long as you're a good boy for me. Oh, yeah, I know about that too. You really should clear your history when you look at porn, baby. It's why I know that you're secretly so into this. Now, come on. Give mommy a special kiss. That's it. Oh, good boy. That's it. That's not so bad, is it? I must say, it looks pretty fucking good from up here. It's like... Well, it's almost like you were made to have a cock in your mouth. Or at least mine. Okay, let me pull it back out again. And you just use that soft, wet tongue to worship it a little. I've worshipped your cock plenty of times. It's your turn. I want you to get it nice and slippery with your spit, because we're going to go a little deeper next time, okay? And don't forget my balls. They need plenty of attention, too. You know, I always give yours lots of attention. If you're going to learn to suck mommy properly, you need to make sure it gets completely covered. Do you think that's enough? I don't know. I think you might need to work up a little more spit. Oh, that's okay. That's okay, baby. Mommy will help you. Now, open wide. There we go. Fuck. I think I hit the back of your throat there for a second. Hold it there. Oh, don't move. You don't want mommy to have to punish you, do you? Good boy. Look at you. First try, and you're already taking my strap on almost halfway in your mouth. And looking so pretty while you do it. Are you sure you haven't done this before? I'm just teasing again, baby. Now, come on. Bob your head a little bit. Just focus on what's in your mouth for now. Get used to it. If you're struggling, just let my hand guide your head. There we go. Oh, there we go. I can already tell you're going to be an expert cocksucker in no time. I'm going to pull it back out again. And I want you to get all that spit you've worked up all over my strap. Okay, baby? Oh, no, looks like you've gone and gotten it all over yourself. You've got slobber dripping all over your chin. You messy, messy boy. You look like such a slut. Are you a messy slut for mommy? Do you love mommy's cock? No, come on, baby. I want to hear you say it. Fine. But if you're going to be a bad little boy and not do what I tell you, mommy's going to have to punish you. Come on. Open that mouth again. There it is. Right into that naughty throat. You can gag and struggle all you like, but in this position, there's no getting away from it. This is your punishment, baby. Good boys get to suck. Bad boys get their faces fucked. Oh, come on. I know you can take it deeper than that. Open that pretty little mouth nice and wide. I want to feel it going all the way down. There we go. That's a good boy. I knew you could do it. I'm so proud. Oh, fuck. You look so cute choking on my cock like that. Your eyes are already looking so glassy and brimming with tears. It's adorable. Makes me wish I had my phone at hand so I could take a picture of you like this. No, don't get all shy like that, baby. Come on, focus. Eyes back open. Look up at mommy. Part of a good blowjob is keeping eye contact, okay? You do that again, I'm going to have to punish you. You understand? Nodding your head is not enough. I need you to actually say, yes, mommy. Go on. That's a good boy. Now, it seems we lost a couple of inches there, so let me just push it deeper again. Oh, that's better. I want to see that nose pressing against me. Fuck. Take it. Fuck. Oh, no, just hold it there. Hold it. I'm going to start thrusting my hips, okay? I promise. I'll try to be gentle, but you got to remember to stay calm and just keep breathing. You don't really have much of a choice. You're going to be a good slut and just take this from me. Isn't that right? Fuck. That's it. God, this feels so fucking good. Every time the tip of my strap hits the back of your throat, it just jolts back inside of me and drives me fucking wild. I'm so fucking wet. Oh, God, I know I promise to try, but I just can't help myself. You should take it as a compliment. It just shows that you're just such a good fucking cocksucker for me, even if we do need to train that gag reflex just a little bit more. Oh, but while I'm thinking of training, I should probably start doing that elsewhere too, huh? Let me just pull myself back out of that greedy mouth of yours. Don't whine too much, baby. I promise I'll give it back to you soon enough. Oh, what was that? I can't quite understand you with all that spit in your mouth, baby. You're going to have to learn to swallow too, I guess. But I can help with that too. Come on, swallow it down. Good boy. Swallow. Now, what was it you had to say? What? You didn't think I was just going to stop with that, did you? Oh, my precious little boy. No, of course not. I'm not done with your throat by a long shot. Nope. No. I'm going to claim all of your holes before I let you go. It's just, if I'm going to do that, I'm going to have to open you up a little bit first. I know you're a little whore at heart, and you probably want me to hurt you. And I will. But I'm going to do it in the right way. And that right there goes to prove it. I turn around and I see your cock is hard enough to cut diamonds. Why are you so hard, baby boy? Did you really enjoy sucking my strap that much? Or are you just excited for what mommy is going to do to you next? I won't keep you waiting too long. I promise. I have to take care of you after all, but you need to take care of me in return. Here, let me just readjust while I'm on top of you. I know how much you love to 69, and I do too, but this time, it's going to be just a little different. Oh, you opened up for me all on your own that time. Such a clever boy. I knew you'd love it eventually, honey. Naughty little sluts like you always do. Now, try to keep that throat relaxed and open for me and take it as deep as you can. The deeper you go, the better it'll feel for me. And that's all you should be focusing on for now. While you're focusing on that, I could just slide my finger down between your legs, past those heavy, aching balls of yours, and right down to... By the way, you quivered. I guess you really felt that. You're practically shaking for me already. And I don't think it was because you can't breathe. At least, not this time. Just circling the pad of my finger around the edge of that little rosebud of yours. And I already have you trembling. Such an impatient little slut for your mommy. You're going to need some lube first, or it's going to hurt in the not good way. You've got enough spit that I could just use that, but thankfully, I brought something just for this occasion. You'll find out what it is soon enough, I'm sure. Just trust me for now that it's going to make my finger slide in really easily. Fuck. There we go. It just slipped right in without any resistance at all. You just swallowed it up just like that. Have you been practicing without me knowing, you naughty boy? My finger is already in your ass. No? Are you sure? If you haven't been, then it shouldn't be quite so easy to do this. God, you're already up to two fingers inside of you, and I've barely started yet. Maybe I didn't need to train you after all. You really are an eager little anal whore, aren't you? From the way you're moaning around my strap-on, I can tell that you are. Don't lose focus now. You know what you're down there to do. Otherwise, mommy's just going to have to start getting rough with you again. I knew that would get you excited. I just felt your entire body twitch and squeeze around my fingers. Such a naughty little boy, wanting me to get rough with you already. Don't worry, baby. I'm going to give you exactly what you want. That's what you wanted, isn't it, baby? Is that what you wanted? All of you getting filled at the same time, sliding my strap as far down your throat as I can, grinding my cunt against your face while you gag and choke as my fingers fuck this tight little boy hole at the same time. Oh, fuck, it feels so good. Every time you swallow me down, it just bumps the toy right into my pussy, and it's driving me wild. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to take it anymore. What do you think? Are you ready to make mommy come? Oh, fuck. I'm going to take that muffled squeal as a fucking yes. Okay, baby, just relax. I'm really going to let you have it, but just focus on mommy. Focus on my fingers slamming into your tight ass. And just lose yourself while I lose myself. Fucking your face. That's it, baby boy. Oh, I'm getting close. Are you ready for it? Are you ready for your surprise? Oh, fuck, you're such a good little slut. A perfect cock-sucking whore. Open wide for me. Here it comes. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. That was intense. I'm going to need to catch my breath. Oh, yes, that. It's quite a mouthful, isn't it? I told you I had a surprise. I promise I'll explain everything just as soon as you're a good boy and you swallow it all down. See, that wasn't so bad, was it? Okay, well, I said that I didn't spare any expense on buying this strap-on, and I really meant it. See these big, heavy balls right here? Well, they aren't just for decoration. They are full, almost to bursting, with sticky, sweet cum. Well, cum lube, to be precise. Pineapple-flavored. Don't worry, it's non-toxic. Perfectly safe for you to swallow over and over and over again. And from just how hard you got doing it the first time, I think that's likely to be the case, don't you? Good boy. I knew you'd love it. And now we're both ready to take this to the next level. Oh, no, baby. You didn't think I was just going to stop with using your mouth as a cum hole and finger-fucking your boy pussy, did you? Oh, you're so sweet. So, babe, this was just the appetizer. After all we ended up talking about, you're not getting out of this bed or out of those cuffs until I bury this fake cock up to the hilt inside that tight, needy, slutty little asshole of yours. I mean, you got mommy's straps so wet with your spit and your slobber, and I've already started stretching you out for me. And it'd be such a shame to let all that hard work go to waste. Trust me, I know you're gonna love it. All you have to do is be a good boy and take it. I'll make sure you feel so good that soon enough, you're going to be begging me for more. Well, unfortunately, the handcuffs do make our options of positions a little limited, so to speak. But it's nothing I can't work with. Here, just... let's get your legs over my shoulders, like so. Aren't you lucky to have such a strong dummy mommy? Good boy. Agreeing with me already. And you didn't even struggle that much this time. Oh, you look so pretty down there, baby. All glassy-eyed and wet-faced. The perfect picture of an eager, submissive fuck toy. Especially when you, when you blush like that and squirm just like that. I cannot wait to get inside of you. It's a shame that I'm gonna have to. You're so cute when you're whiny. Why? Come on. You couldn't have forgotten your manners already, sweet boy. If you want to feel more than just the thick head of my cock teasing that little entrance, you need to ask for it. Better yet, you need to beg me for it. That's right. I want to hear what you want. Tell me. I want to hear what you want slip from those sweet, messy lips of yours. Oh. Now, I know you can do better than that. I can barely hear you. Maybe if I just take my hand and wrap it tightly around this aching, swollen cock of yours as well. Does that make you want to squeal it louder for me, baby? Come on, let me hear it. Oh, good boy. That's much better. Okay, deep breath now. Relax. I'm just gonna start pushing myself into you. Oh, fuck. You just opened right up for me. Such a good boy. Mommy really prepped that little hole well, didn't she? Does it feel good? I knew it would. Now, how badly do you want more? I've waited so long to hear you say that and see this. You look and sound so much better than I even dreamed of. It's like you were made to have your ass stretch around a big strap-on like a naughty little slut. Oh, don't worry, baby. I'm going to make sure you take every inch. And I know you're going to look so perfect taking it. You're going to be a good boy. And you're going to get everything you ever wanted from an experience like this. Oh, you're so cute. Gripping onto the bed sheets like that. Biting onto your lip to stifle those whimpers and squeals of pleasure. Just let it go, baby. All you need to focus on is the feeling of my hand stroking your cock as my cock strokes inside your fuckhole. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You like that, don't you? You like it when mommy calls her strap on a cock? I know you do. Every time I say it, you just tremble and open up for me, taking me deeper and throbbing my hand at the same time. From this position, it almost looks like I'm stroking another cock right in front of your face. I can tell you love that idea. I bet you wish this was a real dick pounding in your ass instead of mommy's strap, don't you? Don't you? I'm not going to keep going until you answer me. Don't you? Fuck. That makes me so wet. I love that you're such a fucking cock slut. You're taking it so deep and hard. Those big, heavy balls slapping against those cheeks as my pussy just creams watching you take it. That's right. Take it, bitch. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. 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 This is getting me so close. Watching you get fucked like a filthy whore. On your back, legs spread, your ass stretching around a big dick while another is just inches away. Both of them just waiting to paint your face and fill you with cum. Oh my god. Are you begging for it? Fuck, baby. That's so fucking hot. How can I refuse such a good boy when you beg prettily? Let me hear you beg. You want some cum? Tell me you want it. You want my cum? Come on. Take my cock. Be a good boy and make mommy cum in your boy pussy. Fuck. Take it. Ah. Fuck. Holy shit. I filled you up so much. My legs are shaking. Fuck, that felt good. Good boy. How did that feel? I can tell you're close. You were really pulsing in my hand while I was stroking you. I got to come, but why didn't you come, baby? You were waiting for permission? Fuck yes! I knew it. I knew it'd be so easy to train you into a submissive fuck toy. Well, I know exactly how a boy like you gets to come. No. You stay right there. I want that cock still pointed right in your face. I'm just going to shift a little. I'm going to put my cock right against your cock. Now you have two of them aimed right at you, stroking right over the top of you. You know what to do. Beg for it. You might make me come again. Oh, my cock rubbing against your cock. Slick and tight and wet. Squeezing it against me. Fuck. Oh, you want mommy's cum? You gotta make me come, baby boy. You wanna come, you make me come. Just like that. Oh, you learned so quickly. I'm so proud of you. You've done so well for mommy. I can't wait to reward you. You're gonna get not just one, but two hot, creamy loads all over that pretty face. Oh, you can't wait, can you? You can't wait. I can tell. You got that anime face. This looks overwhelmed with pleasure. You must have seen this look on my face so many times when I was your little fuck slave. But fuck, it looks good on you. That face could probably push me over the edge all by itself, but combine it with those sweet little sounds you're making, begging and mewling. Oh, it just makes me want to cover you. What do you think? Are you ready? Do you want to come with mommy? Do you want to come with mommy? I want to hear it. Good boy. Come on then. I want to see and I want to hear you letting go. This is the final step to being a cum-covered fuck doll for me. Everything you've ever wanted. So be a good boy and come with me. Do it. Now. Good boy, good boy, good boy. Oh, fuck. Ah. Ah. Oh, fuck. Ah. Holy fucking hell. Baby, how long have you been holding that in for? Fuck. That must have been building for a while. You are absolutely covered. You know, I'd ask if you enjoyed yourself, but the evidence kind of speaks for itself. I'm glad. I knew you would. I'm so happy we got to do that together. Well, I am completely spent. Who knew it was so much work to fuck somebody? This was an amazing morning. We're definitely going to have to do this again. I can tell you are too. You're just lying there, panting with cum all over your face. Messy boy. Hey, you look amazing. I think I'm going to have to lick it off your face. My cum. And your cum. We taste so good together. Who knew? Pineapple and cum. That's going to be my next pizza order. Don't move. Just stay there for a little while and recover. I'll order the pizza, and I'll go get us some coffee so we can cuddle up in bed and just, you know, talk about this for a while. Debrief. Then, afterwards, we can have a shower, and I'll still take you to your favorite place later today. What a good boy. You stay right there. I'll be right back so I can take care of you. I love you so much.